I know it's a hard time for folks to continue to hear teaching or whatever is going to happen, but I'm asking you to hang in there. I'll try to raise and move my voice around so you don't fall asleep. If we could, I'd like to start off with a word of prayer. You ready? Heavenly Father, we just ask for revelation to happen, because we're not talking about a systematic anything. It's talking about being led by the Spirit, being people of the wind, like we've been talking about in this conference, but without anything to really help you except for your Spirit. God put upon our heart that you had one son and you made him a soul winner. And we just thank you. Make us people who want to win the lost and encourage others to win the lost and disciple people by helping them to this wonderful job of winning the lost, healing the sick, and casting out devils. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Everybody said?
Amen.
What I'd like to talk to you today is not a formula. It comes with passion. And it comes, I'm going to say it comes by reading the Word of God. And even as I got Matthew 28, we all know this. The problem is we all know this stuff. But can I just start off by just throwing off a few little things just to help you out? Right now, if 98% of people in the United States will never lead one person to Christ their whole entire lives. 4,000 churches are closing their doors every year in America, and we still say we're evangelical. Just a thought. And so these are the things that burn in my life. So it's as the church continue. Oh, and another little thing I'll just throw out. It's not a negative. See, when I hear these things, it's like fourth down, 20 yards to go. Now, some of you call in the punting team, and a person like me says, I think we can do this. Amen? So that's just how I am. So I know some people say, hey, we're doing good. Yeah, we're doing good in Africa. We're doing good in the southern hemisphere. But anywhere in the Western world, we're really not doing good. Well, I think Canada has 3%. I think Denmark has 0% Christian. And England, I can't remember. I think it's 1%. And so I want you to begin to see these. This is what we're up. And so I want you to be excited. Amen? I mean, wherever you're at, there's lost people. It's like hunting at Deer Forest. Deer Forest was a place that had all kinds of animals, and you could just walk around and pet them. Now, can you imagine during deer season being a place like that? Amen? Just a thought. Now, so to me, it's opportunity. But I'm not talking about crusades. I think it's really, crusades, I've done them for years, and I enjoy them. I mean, you take a few thousand people, you shoot a shotgun out, you know you're going to drop a few. Amen? I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, we do that in our churches. We gather a few people, and now and then someone gives an altar call. You don't know what happened to you. And then somebody gets saved. And, well, that's wonderful, but I'm not talking about in church. Yeah. Please hear me. When you hear me talk, I'm not talking about crusade. Crusades don't work in the Muslim world. You know what? The Muslims, you know what they know how to do? They know how to stop a crusade. Shoot the guy that the light is on. Amen? Bang! Oh, that's one crusade down. And so somewhere we have to see there's another way. Amen? Jesus spoke to the multitudes, but you watch Jesus. He was a hunter. That's how I see Jesus. Some of you see him as this nice little skinny guy that ran around and whatnot, but I see him as a Superman. Amen? He had eyes that could see, and he could discern demons. And he walked and had compassion on the multitude. And that's what I want you to have. Amen? Amen? So as we walk through this, that's what I call Christianity 101. Wherever you're at, Jesus is there. Break out. And to see, well, who is around you and what is around you? And that's what I see. We have this great opportunity. Can you just see it? In a powerful way, and you will see what other people will never see. I could talk for hours. I really could on different times that whether it's powers of darkness, whatever it is, And I want to do that. I could get in a hurry because I have so much I want to give on this. And it's my whole life is being on. And so when I leave here, I'm on. I don't know how to tell you this. I just don't turn on because the praise and worship just went up to another level. I'm on. I'm on when I walked in the room. I govern the room. I wish I had time to talk about the government in the room. I wish I had time that when you walk into a restaurant, you're now the man of God in this restaurant. And now you're not there. You're not there to be entertained. You're there to look around the room and begin to see who are the people that you can speak to. Who are the ones that you're going to lead to Christ? Amen? Amen. I had the great opportunity to do it at Deliverance during the service today. Amen. Amen. Isn't this exciting? Yeah. I mean, that's what the life of God is about. So I don't want you to think this is a heavy thing. I want you to look at it as a liberating thing. And we need the body of Christ. We need you. Amen. We need you to think differently about what you're going to do in the workplace and how you're going to operate in your neighborhood. And so if you're thinking I'm going to talk to you how you're going to operate in these four walls, there's only so many people can do that. Amen? And then what you capture, after you lead someone to Christ, to bring them in to a place. And then, I'm encouraged if you're here and you're evangelistic, then you know what you need to do? When you bring them in, don't just drop them off to the eldership. I'm going to say this right away. I want you to bring them to your house. And you disciple them and you love on them and you encourage them until they're part of the body. Amen? Right. So that's one thing we have about evangelists. They do bring in people and they're saying, well, who's going to take care of them? Well, you brought them. It's like your own kids. You brought them in here. The hospital ain't going to take care of them for you. So I just want to encourage you that. Could you give me another one here? It's got discipleship versus evangelism. It's kind of a joke. They're both together, and I hope to have a chance to talk about true discipleship. True discipleship is not a bunch of teaching. It really isn't. It's about somebody giving you a little job. You come back and somebody corrects you. Hopefully I can think about when Dr. Summerall gave me some correction on satellite. But discipleship, Jesus did this kind of stuff. But sometimes when we look at it, we're thinking, we're just going to give somebody a bunch of teachings and we've discipled them. No, you've taught them. Hello? It's really not working the best. Now, so we want to look at that and see what God has. Give me another one. Okay, when the 11 disciples went away to Galilee into the mountain which Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. Okay, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go. Can you say go?
Go.
Now the gospel starts off with go. Anyway, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things which I have commanded. And lo, I am with you. How long?
Always.
Amen? Even when you leave church. I know you don't. You believe that? But I want you to begin to engage it. Engage. See yourself differently. You're not just a Christian. Well, you are. But the word Christian means little Christ. And so, but we have a different version. You mean, I go to church. I like to wonder as evangelical. How can we have 98% of American Christians will never lead someone to Christ and we think we're evangelical? Hello? Amen? Just because I go to McDonald's does not make me a hamburger. Are you there? So I want you to get this thing. It's not about the environment. It's who's in you. Amen?
Yes.
What is in you? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost or are you not?
Yes.
Do you know how to walk in the power? I was going to say pull your gun, but walk in the power of God outside here, but you can't. But see, it's the God that's in you. You know, Tom said it so wonderful last night. I just said, you know what? I just sat there and cried. That's all I could do. I just sat right there and cried. He eloquently laid this out. I thought at a moderate volume about this great God that wants to do signs and wonders through you. Absolutely. Not just talk about it, but he wants to. Each one of you could change a city. You're city changers. You're block molders.
Yeah.
Family makers. in the kingdom. Amen? That's who you are. And so I want you to change your opinion of who you are. I'm some quiet guy. So what? Maybe before you came to Christ, before you started handling dynamite, you were there. But now you've been filled with dunamos power. Amen? And some of us are still fishing with worms. Just light it and throw it. Amen? Pick up what comes to the top. We used to do it all the time back in Kentucky. Anyway, now I want you to begin to see that, because this is powerful stuff.
Right.
I don't know. If somebody stopped winning the lost, casting out devils, and healing the sick, I think I'd quit the church. Hello? Because we're just a religion then. Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with the awesome God of the universe living within you. And all thing I'm going to do is ask you to let him out. Amen? You know, watch this. Boom, drive by shoot. Anyway, God wants to do that. Amen? And I do talk a little like an American, but I want you to begin to see the greatness of God that's in you, and it is out of love. And so, please, when I'm saying this, you know, you've been hearing about compassion. I do have a great compassion. I will do anything to keep people from going to hell.
That's good.
Will you? Will you? Will you make a difference in your city, in your blocks? Amen? Again, I'm not talking about crusades. Not talking about church service preaching. I'm talking about you making a difference by loving people. Presenting the God. You just tell what wonderful things the Lord has done. Amen? I'll give you another one. Now you begin to see this in a powerful way. I'll take one more. All right. Okay. In fact, JB mentioned this. You know about Mary? Mary went to the usher, and she told the usher, do whatever he says. You know, I wish I could get the church to do that. You know, I've been at this thing for 45 years. 45 years. And you know how actually, to be honest with you, I was discipled. It probably shows only a short amount of time. Just a few years. Before that, who discipled me? Absolutely nobody. Well, how did I learn how to do this? Can I tell you how I got into demons and devils? It was really simple. I read my Bible. It was in Mark. Chapter 16, these signs will follow them. That means it's like when you're looking for deer, you look for deer signs, right? Maybe you don't know that. If you're looking for a mall, you look for mall signs, okay? A shopping center. Is that better? And so what you do when you're out there and you're looking for this kind of stuff, you're looking for signs, and I do like look at hunting. And so now, what do you look for? You look for little droppings on the ground, or you look for where they laid. Do you look for paths where they always go? These are signs. And I want you to begin to look for signs. Because what is the sign that you have Jesus in you? It's because you come in here in a service and raise your hands. Amen? Stick a gun to somebody. They'll do the same thing. Amen? But it's about the God that's in you. Amen? It's about the God that's in you. What's the signs that God's in you? And we need to look at what Jesus said to do. Go, therefore. You know, Matthew 20, we read that before. These signs will follow them to believe. And so they will cast out devils. They will heal the sick. And they'll see people get saved. That's just what Jesus did. Amen? If you want some truth, we can't do it today. But we can read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just a little thought. I know a lot of us want to skip to that and go into their things, but even when I read Acts, I said, come on. Tom mentioned it in the sermon, you know, pray and jails were shook. I just love that kind of thing. Amen? And we can see it today. I've seen stuff. I've been around stuff. And that's the stuff that it just continues to get on me. Whatever he says, just do it. Amen? Don't worry about anything. Shoot the name. Is that okay? See, some of us are so worried about missing that we by the time it's come and gone, you've done missed the shot. So just shoot.
That's the truth.
And the more you shoot, the more accurate you get. Before long, you can just pick it up, and you won't even have to look to the sights. Amen? You just know. You operate out of your know. You're operating, they call it faith. Faith is assurance of things hoped for yet. Woo, not seen. So before long, your faith increases. And so your ability, you don't even think about things. I'm engaging with people without even thinking about it. I don't think about a lot of the things that many people do. I just know when I get in front of somebody, it's going to happen. That's where I'm at. If I get squared up, if it's a Muslim, if I get squared up, right, boom, he's getting something already. I don't have to talk. He's getting something. It's the Holy Ghost is. I know we talk about it, but I just expect him to do his job. Amen. I don't want him to get unemployed. Now, so give me another one here now. Try to move along here. Now, disciples were men and women of God. And what I mean by that, they had a relationship with God. You know, we all know this, and so I'm hurrying to get through this because I want to lay this. And so, because everybody here is a man and a woman of God. Amen?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Because I want you to begin to see who you are. See, I get excited at your potential. Amen? I get excited when I look around and I see the young people running around and this and that. I say, oh, come on. Somebody open the door up. Let them out before they run out of energy. Amen? Let's let them out of here. Because that's me. And some of us, listen, I'm just not about young folks. I'm glad you guys are here. God bless you. But there's some older ones here that's never seen their day. I'm all for people with no hair or gray hair experiencing their day.
That's right.
And you know what? I still want my day. Amen? And I'm going to run. And if you're a young person going to come up behind me, catch me if you can. Amen? Because in a real race, the guy don't slow down to hand the baton. The one that you want to give the baton to is the guy that's coming up behind you, and he's saying, if you'll get out of my way, I'll go. That's what I'm looking for. He's running right up. He's coming. I can hear him breathing down my back. And I say, come on, get this thing now. I'm getting tired anyway. There he goes. Amen? Hello?
That's good, man.
But that's what we're looking for. I'm looking for old folks. The Calebs. Oh, glory to God. The giant killers. Do we have any here?
Yes.
Giant killers. Man, here he's in his 80s. Moses got called to work for God in his 80s. Can you imagine that? Amen? Abraham. I just love the story of Abraham. You're going to have a child. You're only 100. Woo! Faith without works is absolutely dead. Amen? Just think about it. Now, because I want you to be people that's got works with your faith.
That's right.
If God has you to do something, let's just get out and do it. We will cheer one another. Heaven will rejoice, you know. The many times I've heard God talk to me, usually it's a little correction. I'm trying to get house broke, but sometimes it's when I do something right, and he'll say, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good. Keep running. Keep running. Yes, see. And there's new vision pumping into my system. You know, just I want you to experience. See, I'm on the face of this earth. Sometimes I was just telling a brother over here, I feel like a dinosaur when I hear Tom, and I've been around some greats. JB talked about guys. T.L. Osborne. I sat with T.L. I had Daisy pray with me. I mean, those are exciting people, and I'm hoping that when I do get old. That I will be exciting, full of life. That if somebody stumbles on my grave, they'll come to life. Amen? That's what we want in Jesus' name. You can look at that. Men and women of God, driven by the Spirit of God, to do God's will on the face of this earth. And God has something for you. Amen?
That's right.
In every aspect of church. Talking about fellowship group earlier. We always had empty chairs. What's empty chair for? for the folks you're going to bring. Amen? I mean, somewhere we got to get this thing down. It ain't just come and enjoy and kick back. It's there's a lost and dying world that needs you. See, if you don't get it, I'm trying to push you out. Yeah. Not into another service, but into your day.
That's right.
This family talks about a moment. I said, man, I never heard somebody talk about a moment in my life. But I've had God, I've had told God, just wait a minute. That's the same thing, amen? A moment. But I want you to have 100 moments. I want you to have 1,000 moments that you can tell your children and your children's children about this God that works today, amen?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
And if I get too excited, just kind of go like this, because I can just feel the energy in my body. But I had the great joy of working with great men of God. Pat and me has worked together. What a team we are, amen?
Amen.
I mean, we was busting devils left and right, amen? Set down, bam, just come out in Jesus' name. Right? And when I first met Pat, we were starting to work here, right? And Pat says, well, I can't do this. I said, Pat, you can do it. He said, no, you can't. I can't do it. I'm not like you. That's a lie of the pits of hell. Amen? Now, all my many character flaws, many of them, he doesn't have. But one thing he does have is the Spirit of God. So anything connected to the Spirit of God, he can do.
That's right.
What keeps us from operating in the Spirit of God in this day is our own mind and our lack of belief that a God will work through you.
Let me
give you a good word.
That's
God
right.
not only wants to, but he desires to work through you in your circumstances.
Right.
He desires to not only show up, he's already there.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
He's already got his shoes on. He's just waiting for you to go, wow. And he just comes leaping out. And he does it through you. Amen.
Amen.
You got this thing? So wherever you're at, you know, I just want to give you little things. Like if I'm on an airplane, I'm on my way to Nigeria. They paid it's a little over $2,000. This person paid $2,000 to sit next to me so they can hear the gospel. If they're going to watch the movie, they have to get saved first. Because we just ain't, I'm just right there. If I could just get saved and you can watch the movie. I won't be talking to them. Amen. Why? They paid. God made sure that they were sitting next to me. Amen? Is that how you think? I want you to change your thought pattern. Your next door neighbor, why did God have you in your house that you're at? Why did God put you there? For you to reach your neighbor. Amen?
That's good.
If he's a Lutheran, still reach him. Amen? I'm being honest. This guy next door to me, I was over talking with him, and how did I get into his life? He was a cranky guy. He cursed at me the first time I really met him. It's a long story, but anyway, it's a gift. But he was there, and I worked my way into his life, and I seen that the Lutheran pastor was coming in. I know him real well. We're friends. And I thought, well, this guy must be saved. And so one day I was over there sitting down with him, and I just felt, oh, I never presented the gospel to him. And I said, you know, have you ever been born again? This is a guy with a pastor coming in and out. And he said, you know, I never have. And he told me that he was in World War II and he killed a lot of people. And he didn't think God could forgive him. I tell you what, I was proud as a peacock to present to him the gospel of the living Lord that will forgive every single sin in his life.
That's right.
Before I left that room, that man was ready to go to heaven. Amen? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't got to look far. These countries these brothers are from, glory to Uganda, Kenya, you know what? They might have more Christians than we got per capita now. I mean, you throw a stone, you probably hit an unbeliever. So don't have, you know, where are they at? Where are they? Well, they're all around you. Good Lord. Amen. I mean, you could go hunting right at the mall and get quite a few. Give me another one here. I want you to get this down, though. But it's about a God that wants to work through you. Can you say me?
Yeah.
Now, so we got Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. I love this story. It's not talking about the apostles. You know, the apostles are guys that can do everything, right? I mean, in my mind, when I first got into Salt and Light, and I thought Apostle is a guy that could just about do everything, you know, even in the wintertime, walk on water. Now, so you got these disciples, you got these apostles do about everything, and here Jesus, he sent these guys out, sent the disciples out. The next thing he said, man, we need a bigger scope. See, Jesus was after taking the world.
Yeah.
He wasn't just after taking one little place. And so the next time he sent the good old boys out, he had a few more. As you heard today already, these guys are doing a great job on preaching. Amen. I'm right in the front row saying, come on, get on like a biting dog. Now, I'm trying to be quiet about it. And so he sends out the 70 to 72. Some people argue about it. That make me different. The whole idea is a bunch of them. He sent them out. And what happened? It's great stuff. Amen? I mean, devils were cast out. I mean, it is so easy to find devils. They're in church. You can practice at church. There's some today. Right? If you watch me during a service, watch me spin. You know what I'm doing? I'm spinning. You know what? I'm just, oh, looky here. Glory to God. Look at all this practice here. I can practice casting out devils during coffee break. Amen? I'm just being honest with you. Look in folks' eyes. Watch how they, when the name of Jesus is mentioned, you see, oh, little twitch. Now, that's not Parkinson's. What that is, that's something else. Because, see, the happy hunting ground of demons is religion. Just a thought. I wish I could teach on that. And so anywhere there's a lot of religion, you got a lot of demons, and they can just tuck in and hide. Because, see, we believe the things of the world so much. Let me tell you a story. I wasn't going to do this. There was a young man, I think I told it at our table, a young boy, that when I was gone, he had started stealing stuff at school. So these school people, you know, they got PhDs. They're a lot smarter than us hillbillies from Kentucky are, supposedly. And they met with this boy, and they said he is bipolar, schizophrenic, ADD, and probably had a whole bunch of other labels and numbers and letters that just blows your mind. And you think, oh, they must know what they're talking about. Here's what I have found out. They don't know what they're talking about. Amen? Because I believe what Jesus has got to say about different things. Now, I'm sure they didn't have ADD and all these other things, but I think there was folks talking to one another, and there was other folks throwing themselves down on the ground. So if I see someone throwing themselves down on the ground and foaming at the mouth, I'm not thinking, oh, they need a shot. I think they need a little Holy Ghost casting out that devil in Jesus' name. Amen? So I'm not worried about getting them a shot, giving them something to calm them down. We want to set them free. So this young boy from my church, I've been gone a little bit, and the boy was stealing some stuff, like iPads and stuff, and he was giving them. He was giving them. He thought he was like a little Robin Hood. He was giving to other kids that didn't have them. And so through a thing, anyway, they were going to take this boy and take him to a mental institution. 12 years old. Are you kidding me? In my church? Now, I was mad at a firecracker. I'll tell you what. Now, I called this woman. My wife said I might have been a little coarse. I did get a little heated. I probably did. Like, what were you thinking? Oh, you weren't. I wanted to answer for. So I said, can I just meet with your son? Could you, you know, you're getting ready to take him to a mental institution. But can I meet with him first? I'm his pastor, you know. And she said, well, sure, pastor. I didn't know you'd get all upset about this. Well, I said, I am upset. Not on my call. Not on my watch. Just, this is my town. This is my church. Doesn't sound right. I know it. But we ain't gonna go there. So I met with this young boy and had him some cookies out and some milk and just talking with him. And his mom, when they brought him in, mom says, can I stay? I said, no, I'd rather not have you here. You know, I already had a headache. And so I just sat with him a little bit and I said, well, tell me what's going on. He said, I'm in trouble. He said, they're gonna send me away. He says, I'm not worth much, am I, pastor? I said, you're worth a great deal. Well, they say this and that. And I said, well, what do you say? He said, I don't know what to say anymore. I've been through, talked to so many people. And he said, they had me look at ink blots. I'm thinking, really? Come on. Is that dumb or is that dumb? I'm just telling you, I'm born in Kentucky, so you have to just help me out here. And so I just said, well, what's these voices been telling you? He said, well, Pastor, I haven't done half of what the voices have been telling me. Oh, I'm on it now. You can almost feel the pistol on my side just quiver. So I just listened to him, and I said, what's the voices been telling you? And he says, the voices have been saying that I should kill my brothers and sisters. I said, well, I'm so proud of you. You didn't do that. I said, but would you like the voices to stop? Yes. And this boy stops, and tears begin to come out of his eyes. He said, is there any hope for me? Absolutely. Absolutely. So I said, you just pay attention. I want you to look in my eyes. And I just began to speak to the powers of darkness. Commanded, that day we just commanded out a spirit right out of this young man. And he was set free, totally set free. To this day, he's still home, still with his mom and dad, still doing good. Could I have an amen?
Amen.
That's what you can do. See, I'm giving you examples. This is what you can do. My belief system is I'm big on God. I'm not big on numbers or letters. Amen? And I read my Bible. If somebody operates like they got a devil in them, I'm not a nurse. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. My name is Glenn. Amen? And I'm a believer in everything that Jesus did. And so I'm still like a lot of your doctors who's charging. I'm still practicing. Amen? Because that's what I want you to get a hold of, who you are in God.
Yeah.
But I've seen time and I got 100 stories of people. Tourette's. Had a young man in our church had Tourette's. And first time I met him, he's just shaking. And he'd go into this little thing and start shaking. He'd use profanity. Have you ever wondered why people who got Tourette's, why they cuss? How come they don't say, Captain Kangaroo or something else, you know? But they, isn't that true? They curse. Where does that come from? So it didn't take me long. And so I just met this guy. I didn't want to just scare him too much. So here he's in the second service with me, and he goes into this thing, cussing in church. Well, see, we don't like cussing in church. I know some of you are progressive. You know, using the F word and all that kind of stuff, you know. And he falls down and he's shaking and he's cursing. And here are the mercy people. God bless them. I love them. They're going over. And I said, go on, get back, get back, get back. I can't get back there. This ain't the time for love. Amen. Like that. I just got to spoke and said, in the name of Jesus, you come out of him right now. Really ticks me off you messed up this service like this. Spirit came out. Amen. Today that young man is driving, has a job, and doing well. Amen. That's God.
Yes.
That's God. And it can happen anywhere. Is this okay? Because this is part of the life. Do what Jesus told you to do.
Yeah.
Stop thinking you're a psychologist. Amen? Yeah. Start seeing I'm a born-again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, pew-jumping person. That's who I am. I'm a radical. Amen?
Yeah.
Anyway, now, okay. Love for people move Jesus to lead.
Yeah.
And here, I want you to really get a heart for these people who are lost. And without you, they will die and they will go to a devil's hell. Your children that's not saved, if they die in that, they will go to a devil's hell. I'm just here to tell you, I had a son that was way out there. His name is Michael. And I prayed for him probably 15 years. Today, Michael is in church. Got his family, his wife, 7 kids, tithing, glory to God, and beginning, I can see the motor running. He's going to be an evangelist, amen? Now, all my kids are evangelists. I can see it spinning just a little bit and said, come on, come on. You see, if he wouldn't have gave his heart to Christ, he would have died. He'd have gone to hell. I'm trying to get you this. There ain't a shelf. There's no purgatory. I wish I had time to show you. You know, We don't have any second, third choice. When they go to hell, they go to hell. It's eternal. Amen? And you have this great joy to bring people in. Amen? You remember, I'm not talking about a church service now. But it can happen in church service. I was in Raleigh. Is any in Raleigh, guys? I'm just looking to see. I was in Raleigh. I love spinning. I was here. In fact, Paul had me up on the platform. That's what it was. And I said, Paul, could you just excuse me? He said, where are you going to go? I said, oh, I'm going to go lead some folks to Christ. He said, well, the service ain't starting. I said, I don't need the song service. We can fire without music. Amen?
Amen.
But see, you can see it. You can see it. You can see it. And you'll be able to see it. Amen? Because greater is he that's than he that's come on. So when something in the world comes in, it comes around us. You got it? That's who you are. You believe the lie. You can. I'm not a specialist. You know what? I think I give everybody hope. I had people come to me and said, you are the worst pastor I've ever seen in my entire life. And I said, well, don't that give you hope? Amen? Don't that give you some? And you see someone like, it ought to say, well, man, that gives me hope. The guy can't even talk right. You see what I'm saying? Now I want you to grab a hold of this thing. Again, I'm not talking about crusade. I'm not talking about church service. I'm talking about on the get, in the street. You know, I wish I could throw out some stuff. I don't want you to think I'm bragging. Because just if you think of my balance, let me help you out. I am not a bit balanced. Is that okay? Pat, would that be okay to say?
I think that's fair statement.
Yeah, we go somewhere. Pat will start into his. He's loving on people, and I say, well, there's so many devils in here. We can't just mess around like that. We got work to do here. Amen.
Yeah, love's nice, but it ain't the demonstration.
That's it. God, come on. And we went to this place, and they never seen deliverance. But they never seen without shouting. And I don't need to shout. It's God that's in me. Just go ahead. Just come out. Boom. Okay. Is that it? Oh, yeah. Are you feeling better? Oh, I feel a lot better. Okay. I guess we're done. I don't have to do anything else. Well, just stay free. You know, stay out of pornography and things like that. Amen? Are you there? You can do this. Can you say, I can do it?
I can do it.
Now, so we have the love for people. We need to love people, not just Christians. I have a great love for mankind. Great love for mankind. I love fat ones and skinny ones, bald ones and bearded ones. Ones that don't know how to dress and ones that do know how to dress. Rich ones, well, I haven't read that a lot of them. And poor ones. But I just love people. Because when I look at people, I'm trying to see, do they have light? Is there lights in the house? Amen? And just because somebody says they're saved, is there lights in the house?
That's good.
There's a lot of Christians, if you talk to them, oh yeah, I'm born again, I think there ain't a light on. There's not even a microwave light. There's nothing on that thing. So I can just talk with them a little bit, but now I'm on this thing. I'm on assignment. Amen? I want you to be that way. Because what I have, they won't.
Yes.
They just don't know it.
That's good. Yeah, that's right.
Can you say that? What I have,
they won't.
They just don't know it.
They just don't know.
Does that help you?
Yeah.
I got it. Wherever any nation I've been to. Amen. I remember catching the guy stealing from me in Nigeria's in a motel. Before long, I'm leading him to Christ. After I tackled him. Now, you might have said, well, that wasn't a Christian. Well, it wasn't a Christian thing for them to steal from me either. Hello? See, you can turn around about any situation, but it's the God that's in you. The God that's in you. So you got all these scriptures. There is notes up on the thing. That they were so nice to put. I ain't got time to read all them scriptures, but I want you to see everything. I want you to base it on the Word. It's through the Word. But God has something for us. Give me the next one. Okay, good one. Huh. Jesus empowered his team to work. So he prayed for them. He empowered them. See, listen, you are already empowered. You got a V8 motor, four on the floor, slicks hanging out. Headers just on you. That's all car stuff that they used to have. Maybe it's too much.
It's good.
You can still burn rubber in all gears. Because it's not on your ability, it's on his ability.
That's right. That's good. That's really good.
But I want you to be accustomed to who you are. See, you go out and you try something once. It's like practice. And you're just going to experiment on this God, this eternal God. And the more you believe, see, Tom, we just play Tom's thing. But the more you believe in the God that's working in you and through you, the more you will begin to operate, the expansion of your faith, the expansion and the releasing of the power of God, that now you have faith in the power of God working through you, which gives you confidence. That's why in the scriptures it says, don't diminish the confidence that you have.
Yeah.
So then you begin to be very confident in what's going to happen. Then you stop thinking dumb thoughts. Is this devil? I was telling Pat first time, I said, I can't remember the last time I thought, is this devil going to come out? Not even a thought. It's going to come out. Why? Because it's about Jesus. His power. And them demons are bowing their knees. See, I'm a representative. Are you?
Yeah.
Have you ever called up somewhere and they said, just a moment, we're going to get you a representative? And then they go through this, hello, good evening, my name is so-and-so. Like a recording. And you think, what's going on here? But they're representing somebody else. You are representing Jesus. He breathed on you.
Yes.
He said, I'm in you. Yes. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I want you to start seeing that you're the instead of.
Yeah.
Remember, I was praying one time to the Lord. God, you're going to have to do something. He just spoke clearly. He says, what I got you on the earth for? Why don't you do it? See, I think God just gets tired of hearing all this. We said we'd given power, we gave authority, and da-da-da-da. And we're still saying, oh, God, change the earth, change my city. And he's saying, really? You got a whole church of you? Release. Release the church. Release the hounds of heaven. Swing open those doors and say, get them. That's what they should hear when we open up the doors at the end of the service, growling.
Yeah.
Amen? I've been to services and seen them howl before. Anyway, now, I want you to begin to see this. Jesus empowered a team of 70 and of leaders and sent them out. Although they felt apprehensive, Jesus gave them some things that they needed. Give me the next one here. Okay. Okay. Give me the next one. Oh, here we go. He appointed them and sent them out. Has anybody here been appointed?
Yeah.
Do you need to be commissioned? Oh, shatarabako. Okay, God, go. I was talking to this young man. He said, I'm waiting for the call. You know, and only I said, cootie-hoo! And he said, what was that? That's a call. Get moving. What is all this? Who called me? Jesus did. June 19, 1972. Nobody around me. Oh, I was going to, you know how I got into demons and devils? I ain't got time to tell you this, but I'll just tell you a little bit. How am I going to do this? I put an ad in the paper. We'll cast out devils for free. If I was in a big city today, I would do that same thing. I would probably call it spiritual cleansing. Fancy word for deliverance. We'll do it. $150. Anyway, now. And I believe people will call me into their house just so I can cast some devils out and lead them to Jesus and make $150. Anyway, now, listen here. He gave them meaningful task. What is it? To go out, heal the sick, cast out devils, lead people to Jesus. Come on. You've got the same. I'm trying to get this. You got the same thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Give me another one. They told them why their mission was important. You get the. God needs you. Yeah. Amen. I wish the whole church would get off the unemployment line. I'm nobody. You're somebody. To make a long story short, we could just end it right. I could just say this. I want the whole church to be that army of God in Ezekiel 37. That was my mandate 2 years ago. Go raise up an army. Take a land.
Yeah.
Raise up an army. Take a land. And we could reach thousands. But it'll take you. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of busy. Well, just turn off Gunsmoke or Sex in the City or Blue Bloods or whatever else you're watching. Just slowly. So you're like going off cocaine. You want to do it slow, maybe. And slowly give yourself to your neighbors.
That's good.
Give yourself. I've said this before. It just happened not too long ago again. In Sturgis, my house is known. I guess they call it the place of peace. They knock on our door. I wish my wife was here. And she's a wonderful woman. God bless her heart. Little Mennonite girl. She didn't know what she's doing when she married me. So just pray for her. And we have demonized people come to my house because one demonized person gets set free. They go around these other folk and they're saying, I know a place. They come to my house, knock on our door. I remember one time I was downstairs studying not too long ago. Happened again. Somebody came to our door and says, my little wife, she opens the door. Can I help you? I have a devil. Just a moment. She reaches, my office is downstairs, says, Glenn, here's another one. And she said, I'll be with you in just a moment. Amen? Like a receptionist kind of thing. Amen? Isn't this neat? Do they know your home? Do they have your address? Can you set them free? You can. You must. If you love people. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not even talking about church now right now. Amen? Church is for casting devils out of Christians. Now, there are other places for doing it. Everybody else. Amen? It's a place of practice. Is that okay? All right. Now we have this. He calmed their fear with a long speech. That's how I put that. He just told them how good they did. And it brought a little something. Give me another one here. He cautioned about their hardships. That's going to be hardships. Give me another one here. He gave them explicit instructions. That's what I want you to do. I just love when Jesus laid this out. Amen. I had a man disciple with me for a few years. It was just wonderful. He imparted his convictions. This is what I want you to do. Is it clear what you're supposed to be doing? I mean, I'm not a teacher. I'm just trying to find out. Do you know what you ought to be doing? Number one. Number two, are you doing it? Just a thought. I don't want to bring a lot of conviction here. Now, I want you to begin to see this thing. He rejoiced when they returned. Come on! Amen? There's nothing greater to see when my young men come back in from a little hunting expedition. Amen. We found some devils. And you listen to this story and you say, oh, come on. Without me there, they're just going and doing it. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that exciting? Going and doing. Leading people to Jesus or bringing people to church. That's when the church begins to, people begin to automatically bring people. You see, wow, that's a fully operational battleship. Amen.
Amen.
When several of our people go to Walmart, it's an expedition. Just different words, same thing. Amen. It's a hunting party. All right, now, and then he returned with them. He just rejoiced, and then he. Evaluate. I love that part. Amen. You know, when I was preaching and we're doing different things, Brother Summerall had a big long checklist. You could see him, and he sat in the front row, had a yellow pen. and he'd look at you. He wouldn't smile at a thing you said. And he just, you could see him, I'd see him marking. It makes you a little nervous when somebody's marking in front of you. You know what I'm talking about? Amen? So, what did I do with my young man when they was up preaching? I had me one of the big fat yellow ones, amen, just in case they had eyesight. I'd be with, oh my God, you know. I usually just go like this, because why? I'm trying to make them uncomfortable. Because I want them to learn to not be moved by the crowd, but be moved by the Spirit of God. I give them assignment by giving them scriptures. Oh, that's the other stuff. And then they say, well, I got a feeling. Well, if you want a feeling, I'll give you one. Okay. So he evaluated them. Is that okay? Because I want you to be successful. Because the kingdom of God rests upon the church. Upon you to do your job. Amen? I want you to do this thing, no matter who you are. Okay, give me the, okay, yeah. He prayed with them and affirmed their gifts and their futures. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't he, Jesus, awesome. Amen? Wow. He'd have made a fantastic coach, wouldn't he have been? Oh, I think that's what he was, a coach. Amen? A coach of people. See them function. He wanted to see them function. Not just talk about some. Amen? But to be something in God. And that's what I want you to be. I want you to be a God man, a God woman, and God. Okay. Jesus helps his team interpret results. Okay? So we got Luke. He interprets it. Okay? When the 7 returned from the trip, reported to Jesus, they felt elated at the power of the flow. Get it. We're talking about this, and some people don't even know what I'm talking about here. When you go out, I don't know how to express it. Has any of you accidentally grabbed a hold of a bare wire? Has anybody ever done that? Yes. Or stuck a hanger inside the thing? You can just try yourself if you want to. But when the power of God, I can be addicted to it, to be honest with you. Yeah. Be addicted. When the power of God is there, oh, come on, and you feel the Holy Ghost shell in the chamber, you nothing else you can do but let her go. They were elated. When was the last time? I'm not talking about in this building. That you felt the power of God. And you seen peace, somebody healed, somebody delivered, devil come out. Somebody got saved. Man, addicted. Seeing people get saved. I wish I had time. So many stories are flooding my mind. People. All these people have names. They're not anybody's, but they're people, and I love them. They're my kids. They're my kids. I want you to have kids. When was the last time you led someone to Christ? Did you ever lead someone to Christ? Here, to give you a little work study. I haven't got time to do it. Go look up barrenness in the Bible and how these women, when they didn't have children, how they cried and wailed. Give me a child! Amen? I want you to be that way. And you just get addicted to seeing people set free, seeing their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. Then every Sunday, you sit there, okay, you look. When I'd be preaching, sometimes I'd start to cry. Because, you know, it'd be a thought about their life would strike me. And even though it might be poor preaching, I'll tell you what would happen. I'd begin to cry about the life that's here because of Jesus. Amen?
Okay, give me another one. He helped them to reflect on the results. He rejoiced with them and affirmed the authority was over the enemy. Glory to God. He reminded them the big picture about what is really worth celebrating. That their name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That you are sealed with God, and you're very important to God. Amen? And you command authority on the face of this earth. That's who you are. Is that okay? I mean, some of you ought to be running around the room. This is better than crank. It is better than meth. Don't cost anything. You ain't got to rob your neighbor to keep it up. Just wonderful stuff. Amen? And so many people are going to walk away from me. Mirror me talks because I felt so condemned. I don't want you. I want you to be a little convicted. Ain't no doubt about it. I want you to watch. Oh, that was a nice little teaching. I hope I never give nice little teachings. But I want you to be addicted to Jesus.
Stay in relationship with him, and then you'll hear his voice and talk with him. Amen?
See, okay.
Give me another one.
The objectives. Here we go. Men should repent. We got that down? Who causes them to repent?
Jesus. Who else?
Who else?
There
he is. We're going to get there. You, the God that's in you, when you step out in the name of Jesus, the representative God, very nicely and calmly talk to this person. And he gives you the right words. Tears comes in their eyes. They receive Jesus, snatching some even out of the flames. Many times when they after they confess Jesus, that they believe he's raised from the dead. Amen?
Amen?
Did you notice in there just a little thought? In that Romans expedition, it doesn't say that they confessed of sin. It said they had to believe in something. Jesus already paid for their sin. I'm going to say something about Shakespeare. Jesus is not worried about your sin. He got it all taken care of. Amen?
But to see that, that's who you are. That's who you were made to be. And that was the driving factor in my life. Amen? It wasn't about the biggest church. We got there. 98% of the people who came to Christian Fellowship Center, 98 who said that were there in the church services were led to Christ in that service. I didn't have to get people from other churches and deprogram them. God got them with a blank computer, amen? Whatever you put in there was brand new. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
All they knew is about the power of darkness, and all we brought was the power of God, amen?
Are you seeing this? Okay.
Go with the next one. Cast out devils. Okay, we'll just go on back. Heal the sick. We got that. We all do that. Now, men should repent. Go on. I'm trying to. Okay, we thought about you. We'll call Shana. Give me another one. Okay, we're going to go on past this. We all do this.
Well, it's not the new gospel, you know.
Okay? Okay, we got the triumphant thing, you know, which they shoot palm branch, which represents victory. Right, we got that. And that's why they're rejoicing, because Jesus is victory. Okay, Lord, we are doing what you gave us authority to do, ? Okay, that'd be a good question. I'm trying to get, okay, healing the sick. Okay, keep going. I'm running out of time, you can see. Stop. The world full of unbelief. Now, I should put the church. Because it's not that you don't believe in God. Please hear me. But you don't believe God will work through you. And I'm here to tell you. Would you please give God a break? Amen? Would you just say, I'm going to try this out. Try it. You'll like it. Amen? He had mercy on me. Put an ad in the paper that night. We had 10 people that, it was actually a couple of days, 10 people called in on that ad. And for the first, I had to go by myself. I had my Bible, said, in the name of Jesus. That's all I knew. In the name of Jesus, come out. That's all I knew. Amen. But you know, wherever I went, in the name of Jesus, come out. They came out. Hey, let's go to the next one. Hello? It'll work for you. Okay. Miracles of healing are just as relevant, just as need today among suffering people who have little or no medical help. I wish... Cancer. I just prayed for a guy at the door. Service had not started. He came in the door of Christian Fellowship Center. I'd been gone for a while, and he began to talk with me. And I said, "Man, you look pale." And he said, "Well, I got cancer." I said, "Well, let's pray for you." Prayed for him, and he said, when prayed, he knew he was healed. Come back a week or two later, told me there is no sign of cancer. And I said, "It's Jesus." Amen. I'm working on this thing. I'm not 100%. I've had people die, but that's okay. I'm still working. I'm still practicing like your doctor. Now, give me another one. Are you there?
Yes.
Expression of the Father's heart. Make disciples. Lead them. I'm going somewhere. Give me another one. Okay. Miracle, miracle, miracle. We all know that, right? Hello?
Right.
You being saved is a miracle. People getting... I watch church people watch someone get saved, and you see them go on the altar, you see their name being written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they sit there like bumps on a dill pickle. That's a miracle. That which is dead is now alive. The church ought to rot. how to run around the building. Amen? Just a thought.
Now.
Okay, give me another. We got this one. Okay. Now, I'm going to have to hurry. Paul used the school as a building. Okay, it was the Center for Evangelism. You can look that up, Acts 19, 1 to 20. Now,
here's where I'm after. And could you be gracious, give me 5 minutes before you run out to buy coffee?
Now, just give me it all up here. Thank you. We're used to this. Here's teachings. Please hear me. When I hear people say, we need to go make disciples. We need to make disciples.
Discipling is not taught. Discipling is this.
Here's the teaching thing. You talk, someone listens. They think. They think about it. It requires listening skills and self-teach to apply. Then we need more information. Okay?
I don't learn that way.
Here's how I was trained for a couple years by a man named Dr. Lester Summerall. You may have known him, and he was hard as nails on me, and I needed it. It's when you talk, they listen, and then that person will demonstrate.
He would say, watch what I do. I remember I was at a big table with some big gun preachers. T.L. Osborne was there and some others. And I remember we was walking in there, and Dr. Summerall said, he turned to me and he said, Middleton, all I want you to do is just shut your mouth. Because if you're talking, you ain't listening. Oh, I almost hurt my one feeling.
Because that's what a discipler does. He's trying to work on your weaknesses, all right? And so now we think, we watch that person demonstrate, and then there's an adjustment and do and practice. Then we practice until the concept is an action in our life. So here's what it's a natural reflex. So when I go into a room, I'm natural. Brother Summerall used to walk with me. He said, what do you see? I said, well, I just got here. He said, it shouldn't take that long.
That's good.
He said, who you are? When you walk into a room, walk into a room. Put your head up. Stop putting your head down. You're not a little girl. Excuse me. And I want you to begin to see this thing. Amen? So I walk in the room. What do you see? I see this. You finally got it. Took you long enough. That's what he would say. Took you long enough.
He said, you're going to have to get on this thing. But he knew what I needed. Then he said, okay, we're going to cast out devils.
It was before the service even started. He gets music. I'm in the mood for love. You know, I just get in the mood for this thing. Amen? He said, no, here we go. So I just start. Bam! Here we go. So then I got used to, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. Where are they at? Tell me which ones are which. Tell me which ones are which. Tell me what spirit they have. Tell me what they got. Hurry. My God, man. He said, I don't know how many times he said that to me. My God, man. I'd get all nervous. But after a while, I'd be thinking. So when I walk into the room, I won't wait for him. Through the threshold. Bam, 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 bam. I said, excuse me, I got to get some work done. You go over and sit down. He loved it. He wanted me to be in command. I want you to be in command. Walk into a coffee house, a man of God just showed up. Boom. Scan. Bam. Tonight, don't just sit there looking this way. Go. Watch the eyes. Watch the flutters. Got break time? Bam. Won't take long. Now, this is what we need more of. We've got plenty of this. This is not discipling. This is teaching. This is mentoring. Teach something, they demonstrate it, let you do it, they give you a little adjustment. Some guys would be nicer. I didn't need nice. See, God knew who I needed. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, one more thing, and I'm going to let you go. I was at Satellite Television Thursday night. Dr. Summerall's live. He's teaching. He met with us beforehand. He says, here, all I want you to do, there's four of us, all I want you to do, is pray in the spirit. Sounds easy? I'm going to be casting out some major demons tonight. 400 or 500 people here. We're going to get this thing done. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I was tired. We had exams all night. And so you probably never done this. As we were speaking, I missed one little small point. He said, now here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray from here. And not pray from here. You got it? He looked right at me and said, you got it? Yeah, I got this thing, you know. And it's like I was set up. It's tired. Okay, sleepy. Never been sleeping in the service? Now, I probably did something you've never done. Here he starts to cast out devils. He's taking his time at it. And so I'm walking around, and I went from here to just speaking in tongues. I call it fake speaking in tongues. I'm tired. It took energy to speak in tongues. So he would tell Shapahanukahanama. And for long, and I just happened to open my eyes, and there was Dr. Summerall. He's right here. Over his shoulder is a red light on a camera. I'm live on satellite. He said, what were you thinking? Oh, you what? He said, didn't I tell you to pray from here? And he hit me in the stomach. Satellite. Probably wouldn't bother you. I was a little offended. Then he said, but you were praying up here. And he popped me upside the head. He wasn't that big of a guy. I just remember tears coming down my face. He says, you think you can do this now? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, let's see you do it.
Yes.
Now I was touching heaven. Shiba kalalamapuku. Shandalalamak. He turned around, I guess, because I kept my eyes closed. He finished. And you know what he never did? I'm going to tell you this. He never spoke about that moment. If you're discipling somebody, you correct them, let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You correct it, let it go. Amen?
That's good.
Did you get something?
Yeah.
I didn't hardly have enough time, but can I pray for you?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, as a representative of heaven, I draw upon the powers that is in His name and ask the Holy Spirit to breathe upon these and settle, almost like sending, if you will, a concrete upon them, and the things that they've heard would somehow be stuck to them, would be now solidified in them, and they'll begin to do the things of the Spirit of God and have hope in the God that's in them and excited about who they are, what they've been released to do on the face of this earth. And we will see the church of the living God like never before, because we are the army of God. Bless them, God. Let them see people get saved. Let them see people get healed right now in the name of Jesus. Give them eyes to see demons and devils, and let them come out in Jesus' name. Let it happen this day. The power and authority. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory right now. Right now, God. Right now, God. In Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
God bless you. Thank you for being patient with me.